The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us. We've got a special program planned tonight. And this is, no matter where you are, whether you're here in Ohio or down in Florida or anywhere in between, this program, I think, is going to be a blessing to you. And I think you're going to learn something and give you some opportunity to make a difference in our country and the world around us. And we are going to be talking a bit about Israel tonight and why we as Christians should support Israel and the Jewish people. And in order to talk about this and to bring some information to you, we have a couple people with us tonight in the studio, and I'm going to introduce them in just a moment. But let me go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into some things, and we're going to hold phone calls until the second half of the program tonight. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We do thank you for raising up people who are willing to take a stand and make a difference. And Father, just pray to bless the program tonight. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody this evening. And again, we just pray that we could point people to Christ, and we just thank you for this opportunity. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, of course, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can check us out on Facebook. You just go on Facebook and find us at Live with Pastor Al, and you can link to us there. You can also listen to our past programs there at livewithpastoral.com. And for those of you in the area where you don't receive our Friday afternoon program, we have a half-hour program every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 o'clock at our home station here in Northeast Ohio, AM 1220 The Word, and those are available there as well. And by way of something we're going to be talking about probably next week, my wife and I had the opportunity to go to Kentucky this past week and visit the Ark Encounter down in Williamstown, Kentucky. So next week I hope to be talking about that. But today, as I said, we've got a special program today. We have in the studio with us today a couple of special guests. We have Lori Cardoza Moore, I believe I got that right, Lori Cardoza Moore, and she is a successful leader, businesswoman, wife, mother of five, and in addition to that, the founder and president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. And she is on a mission tonight, and her desire is to educate Christians about their biblical responsibility to stand with their Jewish brethren and the state of Israel. And so we're going to be talking with Lori here this evening, and then also we have in the studio, we have Michael Goldstein, and some of you here in Northeastern Ohio familiar with Michael. He's been on the radio a few times, and he is the Ohio director for Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, and that is Lori Cardoza Moore's organization, and he is a Navy veteran. Thank you for your service, and we'll be talking some more about what he's doing as well with this here in Ohio, and we're going to be talking about things that are happening around the country and how you can get involved. So with that said, again, we will hold the telephone calls till the second half of the program, but let me give you those numbers real quick here, and you can write them down. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And if you've got a question for us tonight, and it occurs to you during the first half, write it down, and you can call in when we open up the phones here after 11:30. Lori, welcome to the program tonight. Michael, welcome to the program. We're going to go ladies first. And Lori, it's a pleasure to have you on. Just met you this evening and been reading some of the things on your website. And go ahead and introduce yourself tonight.
Pastor, thank you for having me on the program tonight. It's a great honor for Mike and I to be here to share with you what we're doing with Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. The mission of the organization, as you said, is to educate Christians about their biblical responsibility to stand with Israel and the Jewish people against the rise of anti-Semitism. And it was a calling by the Lord after 11 years of studying the Bible and the things that I was reading in the text of Scripture about Israel and the Jewish people and God's covenant, that it was eternal, it was irrevocable, as the Apostle Paul said, was not being communicated from the pulpits. And I remember studying history and, of course, the Holocaust. And one of the things that stood out for me was that Germany, the Holocaust happened in Germany, a Christian-educated nation. And I always ask the question, where was the church? Why weren't there more Dietrich Bonhoeffers and Corrie Ten Boons and Martin Niemöllers? Where was the church? There were Catholics there. There were Protestants there. We know that, you know, the Lutheran faith was big. Martin Luther was big in Germany. So how could Christians stand by when not just 6 million Jews were slaughtered during the Holocaust, but another 5.5 million people under the Nazis? And that always disturbed me, because I looked at myself in the mirror and asked myself the question, what would I have done? Well, knowing my personality, knowing who I am, I'm a fighter. I come from a family of military. You know, we have a family that goes way back. My grandfather fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Mm-hmm. My uncle served, my cousin served. So I've grown up in that type of that mentality within the home. But because of my faith, I knew also that I had to stand against injustice and defend righteousness, uphold righteousness and justice. And so as I began to contact pastors and speak with other Christian leaders about the things that I was finding in the text of Scripture, and I found that the pastors didn't agree with me. And I would point out the text of Scripture, but what do we do with this? And it was interesting, the responses. And I had pastors who would tell me, well, God didn't call me to Israel. And I thought, how can you be a pastor of the Most High God when he calls Israel the apple of his eye, but mm-hmm. Israel is not the apple of your eye? That just didn't make sense to me. And so I realized, you know, for months I would pray and say, Lord, you know, what pastors are going to receive this message? And the Lord said to me, he said, I want you to bypass my pulpits. He said, because I've gone to my shepherds and they won't listen. And so that inspired and instilled, I'm fortunate to be married to a 2-time Emmy Award-winning director, Stan Moore. We have produced throughout our career many documentaries in the Christian world, Christian music videos, country artists, country videos. And I told my husband in 2003, I said, Stan, you know, I had just gotten back from a trip to Israel, my first one. I said, Stan, we've got to tell Israel's story from a biblical perspective. Right. Christians don't know this story. And we deal, because we live in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, of course, we deal with replacement theology and supersessionism, where it's been taught throughout the Christian world that God has done with Israel, he's done with the Jews. And now all those blessings that were meant for Israel now belong to the church. But how do you, you know, how do you reconcile that with what Paul said in Romans chapters 9-11, especially that God's gift and calling to Israel is irrevocable.
Right.
The last time I checked, irrevocable is irrevocable.
Exactly. And I would chime in on it as a pastor. And you know, we get this all the time. I've had people online say, well, you're just a Christian Zionist, you know, because you support Israel. I said, well, how can you read the Bible and not do that? It's very clear. Old Testament, New Testament is very clear. And in fact, we were just talking about some things at our Friday night Bible study, I believe it was, recently in Romans chapter 11. And Paul very clearly says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid.
Yep.
He's talking about the Jewish people. He's not cast them away. Yep. And yet we have this false teaching, and I'm glad you mentioned that, this replacement theology. It's a false teaching. It's not a historic Christian belief. It's something that crept into certain denominations. I believe the Roman Catholic Church, for instance, promoted that heavily. I think part of it was so that they could claim certain things and all. And then, of course, the Protestants that came out of that, a lot of them carried that with them. And, you know, it's just there. But there's always been congregations that have been very supportive of the Jewish people. Of course, you did not have the nation of Israel at that time. But even the founding of our own country. Look at in Rhode Island. You know, I'm a pastor of a Baptist church, and I've been involved in Baptist churches all my life. And without getting into all the details, Baptists technically aren't Protestants because we didn't come out of the Catholic Church. But Rhode Island was a Baptist state. You had people who were basically banished from Massachusetts, which was the colony. Its official religion was the Congregational Church, and you had some Baptists there that were persecuted and eventually banished, and they wound up in Rhode Island, and they were able to secure a charter, and they set up a colony, which of course became a state, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the oldest Jewish synagogue in the nation was in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes.
And the reason for that is you had a group of Christians who said, hey, we don't replace Israel. We don't replace the Jewish people. They believe that when God told Abraham that he would bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel, they believe that. And they realize that this replacement theology is a false teaching. And so you see that reflected in the very beginning of our country. And I would submit that that's one of the things God did, and he blessed this country in our very beginning. One of the reasons that we were successful in throwing off the shackles of the most powerful nation in the world in 1700s, 1770s. And I believe God was on our side. And as Americans, we owe an incredible debt to the Jewish people.
Absolutely.
And let me go over to Michael a minute. He may know this guy. I might put him on the spot here. But there was a financer of the American Revolution. Was it Chaim Salomon or something like that?
Chaim Salomon.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for that man, the revolution wouldn't have had the money.
He financed it, and he lost his entire fortune and died as a pauper.
But this country,
he sacrificed everything he had for the revolution. And although he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence,
he
did
pledge one of the founders of this
country. His life,
his
fortune, and his sacred honor.
And that's something that's not appreciated. As an American and as a Bible-believing Christian, I feel an incredible debt to the Jewish people.
Absolutely.
In fact, this book right here, that's where we got it from. And of course, you heard Michael Goldstein speaking here, so let's give him a chance to introduce himself as well tonight as well. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Al, and thank you for your service as well.
Well, thank you.
We have a lot in common.
We know what each other did.
That's right.
We can't tell any of you we have to shoot you, but but we know what each other
Highly confidential.
Yes. Yes, I'm a 30-year retiree of the Navy and the Navy intelligence community. I was a cryptology officer in the Navy. And that's just one of the things I've done. I like to say I have four or five resumes, but only one LinkedIn profile because they only give you one. But I'm an attorney. I practice employment law in Ohio. And I've worked in the advanced nuclear energy industry and ran my wife, Dr. Beverly Goldstein, campaign for Congress last year. She ran in Ohio's 11th district for Congress. And it's an exciting life and a very interesting life. But I did some volunteer work and continue to do so. And now I'm the Ohio State Director of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. And one of the things I've been working on, I've been working with the Ohio General Assembly with some legislation, on some legislation, and there will be more in the future, to work against the anti-Semitism that's pervading some of our college campuses, and to work against what is known as the BDS movement. And I'll explain that a little bit. BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. It's an international economic warfare movement against to delegitimize the state of Israel. And I'll explain briefly what BDS stands for. BDS is boycott. B is boycott. It means to boycott Israeli companies and don't buy anything that they make, and to boycott any other companies that do business with the state of Israel, such as in the United States, Caterpillar Tractor. The people who want the boycott to succeed against Israel are boycotting our own companies and our own jobs, among other things. The D stands for divest. That means the BDS movement is asking funds, administrators of funds in the United States, such as union pension funds, university pension funds, company pension funds, if they have investments in State of Israel companies or in securities, they ask them to divest from those, take your money out of those funds and put it someplace else. And then S is for sanctions, where the BDS movement is asking governments, federal government in the case of the United States, state governments in the case of the United States, to impose economic sanctions on the state of Israel. They're trying to delegitimize the state of Israel and make it fail and go away. That's their ultimate purpose. So the boycott, divestment, and sanctions BDS movement is very strong on college campuses throughout the nation. And it is promoted mostly by Students for Justice in Palestine and the Muslim Students Association, both of which are Muslim Brotherhood organizations. Muslim Students Association, for one, was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial back around 2004, ended of 2007. It was the largest trial in the United States in terms of against entities that were providing money to Hamas, which is a terrorist group designated by the United States government. And lots of people were convicted, over 100. And there was a whole list of unindicted co-conspirators who were supposed to be tried afterwards, among them being the Council for American Islamic Relations. There's just a whole laundry list of them. And what happened was that second group of indictments never came down because President Bush was out of office and President Obama was in office, and Attorney General Eric Holder decided he would not go forward with those trials. And he sequestered all of the evidence and didn't let anybody in Congress see it. So we're hoping that with the new administration, Attorney General Jeff Sessions will take another look at that and go forward with those. So the Muslim Students Association is the very first Muslim Brotherhood organization to be organized in the United States in 1963, at the creating a chapter at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. And now there are 250 campuses across the United States afflicted with these university-sponsored clubs that have only really two goals. One is to delegitimize the state of Israel, and the other is to intimidate and terrorize Jewish students and Christian Zionists and anybody else on campus who supports Israel. And university administrators cannot allow this, and Lori will talk a little more about this in a few minutes. But the legislation in Ohio that I'm working on now is a resolution of the Ohio House of Representatives, known as House Concurrent Resolution 10. Please keep that in mind. It is a resolution which declares the State of Ohio's and the General Assembly's support for the State of Israel, the right of the State of Israel to exist as a Jewish state, to engage in legitimate acts of self-defense, which the European countries don't think Israel's entitled to do. And the problem with these BDS movements on campus is that they violate Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits actions that result in a hostile environment. And it's all coming home to roost. There's a lawsuit filed just this week by 12 Jewish students against the San Francisco State University in California, naming school administrators, university administrators, as individual defendants because they allow this to go on. They allow Jewish students' civil rights to be violated, their First Amendment rights to be violated. They aren't allowed to participate in activities on campus. And the university does nothing and collaborates with the Muslim Students Association and the local affiliates, which are named something else slightly. So we don't want that to come to Ohio. I mean, if there are lawsuits filed under Title VI against universities here, we're going to have a problem because, number one, the universities, the state is going to have to defend against those lawsuits, and that's very embarrassing because the General Assembly doesn't agree with what's going on the campuses, and it's going to be very, very expensive for Ohio. So we don't want it to come to what's going on at San Francisco State. We want to nip it in the bud, and the way to do that is to support HCR 10. And in a little while, I'll give you the phone number and the email address of the committee chairman in the Ohio House who has said there will not be any hearings until further notice, which may mean that this gets kicked off until after the summer recess. And we want you to call that Ohio Representative Committee Chair and ask him to please, please, please hold some committee hearings before the end of the session now. So I'll turn it back over to Pastor Al Davis.
Right. And, of course, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al with my special guest. You just heard Michael Goldstein, Ohio Director of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. We also have Lori Cardoza-Moore in the studio, the president of, and founder of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. And this continuing resolution here in the Ohio House, this is not isolated to just Ohio, is it? This has been happening in other states.
Absolutely. One of the things that we saw in the need to educate Christians was once we educated the Christians, then we knew we were going to have to give them some action. You know, education is great, but if we don't have an opportunity to get involved in this battle, and because Christians make up the largest number of people on the planet. So as we produce award-winning films, we distribute them through the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, through our media partners. We reach Christians, over 950 million viewers in over 200 nations, educating them then with a call to action. We found that what was happening on these college campuses, the Students for Justice in Palestine and the Muslim Student Association, these groups were inciting this violence and this hatred on college campuses. So we decided, Pastor, we were going to take this issue on. We ended up introducing a resolution, a version of the one that's being introduced here in Ohio, in Tennessee. Leveraging our media assets, we were able to expose what was happening. We had citizens from 47 states across the country contact us to introduce the resolution in their state legislature. So far, we passed, 10 states have passed. Texas is state number 11. Ohio has just become state number 12 to introduce this resolution. The goal is to educate the state legislators about the BDS movement and also the citizens. Parents and citizens, taxpaying citizens, need to know that their tax dollars to go and fund these university campuses, these public school campuses, have these issues on the campus. So we decided it was time for us to take action. And of course, not only as we were promoting what we were doing across the state, across the country, we ended up pushing it out around the globe to our media outlets around the globe. And we ended up having people from 11 countries contact us asking. There was a Baptist minister from France who called us and asked us for the resolution to introduce into their parliament. Canada passed a motion using some of the language, the anti-BDS resolution language. This is just one example of the impact of PJTN and also all the education that we've been doing. We knew that if Christians had the tools, if they were educated, we could activate them. And so, therefore, we ended up, you know, finding this incredible synergy across the country to push this issue. So
it is amazing what the Lord has given you the opportunities to do. And for those who are listening here in Northeastern Ohio, they have a chance to hear you tomorrow night in person. Either of you want to give that real quick? We got just about a minute or so before we go to our break.
Sure. It's the Act for America meeting tomorrow night, Monday night in Broadview Heights at 7 p.m. You can come and hear Lori live, and you can also hear Andy Thompson, Representative Andy Thompson right. from Marietta, who's the sponsor of this bill. The other sponsor, Dave Greenspan, represented from Westlake, will be in the audience too. To do that, you need to send an email to register with actcleveland@gmail.com. actcleveland@gmail.com. You will get instructions on how to register for the event. You have to be pre-registered, and it's $5 at the door in Broadview Heights, Ohio.
And we'll give that information again in the second half. We're coming up on the break, and Lori Cardoza Moore, I want to thank you for being with us today. Michael Goldstein, thank you for being with us in the studio, and we've got a lot more to talk about. Just a reminder, we are going to open up the telephone lines here in the second half of the program. That number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question for either of our guests and would like to know more, maybe understand a little bit more what you can do, we'll talk about some of that as well. But stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go.
You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll stick with us here this evening. And we're going to be opening up our telephone lines, and we've got our special guests in the studio with us this evening. Lori Cardoza-Moore, founder and president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, and Michael Goldstein, the Ohio director. And we'll be talking about those things in just a minute. But again, reminder that the program is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor. And of course, you can go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and follow us on Facebook, Live with Pastor Al at Facebook. However you get there, you can get there from our webpage, but just go to Facebook and plug in Live with Pastor Al, and you'll get there as well. But I want to mention again real quick, East Coast Pizza, shout out to them in Garfield Heights for helping make the program possible. If you're in northeastern Ohio, give East Coast Pizza a call at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you get a medium one topping pizza for just $5. They're located at 4889 Turney Road. That's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And but you can call, like I said, pick up or delivery, 216-341-9100. And if you're outside the area, you've got a restaurant and you want to add a good pizza recipe to it, or maybe you want to start a pizza shop, well, contact East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100, and ask for Gus. He can help you get started. It's his own recipe. It's not a franchise, and he'll help you get started in the pizza business yourself. All right, we're going to get back to our program tonight, and we're so glad to have our guests in the studio talking about proclaiming justice to the nations and their a defense of the Jewish people and the state of Israel, and making Christians aware of our responsibility toward Israel and toward the Jewish people. And we have founder and president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, Lori Cardoza-Moore, in the studio with us, and Ohio director Michael Goldstein with us today. And Lori, we were talking about different things that are going on and what people can do, and you have some updates that our Florida audience would be interested in as well.
Absolutely. So we just mentioned that tomorrow night I'm going to be speaking here in Ohio. I head to Florida on June 30th for a month of meetings up and down the coast. The state of Florida actually passed an anti-BDS resolution last year, and we are now looking at introducing a piece of legislation called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. This act will essentially adopt, the state of Florida will adopt the U.S. State Department's definition of what constitutes anti-Semitism. It's actually a definition that the British government is looking at adopting, if they haven't adopted it yet. But basically, it defines anti-Semitic incidents, attacks. It includes the definition of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, because it is the BDS movement that is fueling the 45% increase in anti-Semitic attacks in the United States in 1 year, the majority of which of those attacks are happening on our college campuses. So Florida will be one of the first states to have a definition, a clearly defined definition as to what constitutes anti-Semitism. So we've been actively engaged in the state of Florida with parents, not just on the anti-BDS resolution that has passed the state legislature, but also with regards to education. Many parents we've heard, we also, one of the things that we launched in Tennessee was we found a parent, a Christian parent, who is a member of our organization, found a textbook that had a quote in it that legitimized Palestinians blowing themselves up in a Jerusalem restaurant because they were waging a war against Israeli government policies and army actions. And we launched a media campaign to expose what was happening in Middle Tennessee. We ended up hearing from parents in Florida who contacted us. They saw our segment on Fox News. Fox got a hold of the story of what was going on in Tennessee, keeping in mind these textbooks that are fueling this hatred and propagandizing our children are being used not just in Tennessee, not just in Florida or Ohio, but across the country. This is a growing problem where we're seeing revisionist history going on. And Pastor, I believe it's this content that we're teaching our children in secondary schools that is actually preparing them for what we're seeing happening on the college campuses. And so we believe it is critically important that we take back control of our children's education. Florida has been one of those states that's been engaged. The parents, the citizens have been actively engaged. We've been working with 12 counties to basically help parents realize that or take back control of their community. So we will be in Florida. Again, your audience can go to our website at pjtn.org to get more information. Click on the links. And we would love to have your audience in on the West Coast or Central Florida come out and join us and learn more about the problem and how we can solve the problem. You know, the Lord, as I was praying about the strategy, because, you know, we're overwhelmed with the responsibility and the issue at hand that we're having to deal with, the textbooks, with what's happening on college campuses, the violence and the anti-Semitism, the rise of anti-Semitism. But we've got to give people a way to be engaged in fighting the battle. And the Lord gave me the strategy called the Nehemiah Principle. And we all know the story well. When Nehemiah was given the authority to go back and rebuild the walls of the old city of Jerusalem, he went and assessed the damage, and then he went to the people who lived in front of sections of the wall, and then he went to leaders of districts in front of other sections of the wall, and he convinced everybody to just rebuild their portion. And the Lord said each county in each state is like a section of the wall. And if you will go to the people in each county and tell them to rebuild their own wall, then what will happen is eventually all of these walls across the state will connect and we can take back control of our communities. This is why this issue is so critically important, because our children are being propagandized, because there is an attempt at revisionist history. The textbooks that we found, Pastor Al, were not just anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, accusing Israel of occupying Palestinian land, which you cannot find in the Bible. God gave the land of Canaan to Israel and all 12 tribes. The rest, the descendants of Ishmael, were given land east of Canaan. They were not given Canaan. But it's content like this. We also found anti-Western, anti-Judeo-Christian, pro-Islamic content. We're working with a new parent up in northern New York who just found content in her daughter's textbooks. They had a guest speaker from an Islamic center in her community to come and speak for 3 days to the students. There was no speaker scheduled for Christianity. There was no speaker scheduled for Judaism. So our schools also are violating our Constitution by favoring the establishment of one religion over all others. So these two issues fit hand in glove with each other. The issue of the textbooks and reorienting our children as to what is accurate historical information. And then, of course, seeing how that is fulfilled, or seeing how it is encouraging and inspiring this hatred and this anti-Semitism on our college campuses. Education, the next generation, is critically important. If we want to save this country, we're going to have to reach back to our children.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that burden rests with parents, grandparents, pastors, we all need to get involved in this. We mentioned that we would take some phone calls here this evening, and we do have one caller who is waiting patiently for us, and we're going to, we've got Ken on the line, and Ken, welcome to the program tonight.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Al.
Hi, good evening.
Amen. Yeah, I wanted to get straight on this thing concerning Israel,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering how would you take the scripture from Matthew 21, 42 and 43. Jesus is talking to the Jews, and he says unto them, did ye never read the scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
Well, I think that's getting into a little different area than we're going tonight, but Lori, would you like to touch on that?
My response to you, sir, and thank you for calling into the show, is what did Paul say in Romans chapter 11? He said, he even mentioned that God's gifts were irrevocable. He also talks, I'm going to pull up that scripture.
It's
Romans 11, 25. And it's an important thing for us as Christians to read because God made a covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants forever. And in Romans 11, 25, Paul reiterating that covenant, which states, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. This is a mystery. Lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And so all Israel will be saved as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, Israel. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. What fathers? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. So if you read this in the proper context, and we can't just take one scripture out, we have to read the text of scripture in all of the contexts. One of the problems that we see that I've found is that we're not going back to the what Christians call the Old Testament. The Bible, the first five books, the Septuagint, or the Torah of Moses, is the foundation to the covenant that God was going to make throughout history to all Israel. And the Gentiles were able to be grafted into that. How do we know? We read it in Acts 15. So I hope that answers your question. We could go on. There's more scriptures that we could go over. But I also want to remind you that God told the prophet Joel in the latter days he was going to wipe out the nations. In the latter days, this is end time prophecy. He's going to wipe out the nations of the world because they were dividing up his land. And what are we watching happening before our own eyes in our own generation? And which nation? This is what's very frightening. We talked about Germany earlier. Which nation is leading the charge to divide the land of Israel? The Judeo-Christian nation called the United States of America. Shame on us as Christians that we not know our Bible, that we allow our elected officials to continue to implement policies and push agendas that are in direct violation of God's word.
I would add a scripture too in the prophet Daniel. There's a famous vision in Daniel chapter 9 of the 70 weeks, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but what he says here is specifically that this 70 weeks, which I believe is 70 weeks of years, but what he says here, and I just read the end of verse 24 here, it says, to make an end of sins, to bring make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision of prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. That's talking about bringing in the Messiah. And previous to that, he says it's determined upon thy people. Who's Daniel's people?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the Jewish people. And upon thy holy city. Well, what holy city would we be talking about? That's Jerusalem. And he says this time frame, and of course, as Christians, we believe that we're in a parenthesis and in between or there was a cutoff there, and the last 7 years have yet to take place. That's what we would refer to as the tribulation period during that time. But in this prophecy, it's very clear that this prophecy is for the Jewish people, and it's God's working with them so that he can bring the Messiah in and that they will welcome him. And God is going to deal with them and then set up the messianic reign on this earth. And so God's got a lot of plans, and I appreciate our caller there tonight and with the questions about that, because it is a question that comes up with some people in regards to our relationship with the Jewish people and Christian people. And like you said, we have this injunction from Scripture, that we need to be supportive, that we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Absolutely.
In fact, I had printed out a couple of verses right here, Psalm 22, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And then it says this, they shall prosper that love thee.
Amen.
Now, that's a command that's still in the Scriptures. That was never... if I might use a Muslim term, abrogated.
That's right.
That was never abrogated. That is still there. And that's because God has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Absolutely.
We're a small part of that plan during this interlude, before that seventh week of years takes place. And God has that plan, that they shall prosper that love thee.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's God's... holy city, Jerusalem. And as Christians, we ought to, if you believe your Bible, if you read your Bible and believe it, you ought to be supportive of the Jewish people. And then, of course, in regards to the program tonight, we're not talking so much about salvation and identity of the Messiah or something like that. But what we are talking about is what is our responsibility tonight. And I think you've brought that out quite a bit. When we look at this and talk about our responsibility as Christians, you know, what are some of the things that we should be doing? You know,
Absolutely.
You mentioned some legislation. What should we be doing today? There's people listening who might say, this is something that's concerned me, and I've not realized the extent of the problem. What can I do? I'm just one person. Well, you're just one person. Michael's just one person, but you're making a difference.
Right. And I think Mike is going to respond to that. But I just want to also remind the listeners, there's another prophecy I want to leave with you, and that's the prophecy in Obadiah, where God told the prophet Obadiah in the last days. That's this time. I think we all agree we're living in the last days. He said in the last days, he was going to wipe out the descendants of Edom because they stood by while their brother Jacob was held, or Israel was held in captivity, and they did nothing. If we look throughout history, Christians stood by during the Holocaust. Christians stood by during the Inquisition, during the pogroms. We will stand before Almighty God to give an account. We live at a time when the nation of Israel was reborn. You talked earlier about before the nation of Israel was established. We are so privileged that we're generations before us waited to see the fulfillment of this prophecy. And it's happening in our lifetime. And God put us on this earth. So yes, we need Christians to get involved. And Mike, if you'll share with them how Christians can get involved. We've got the meeting tomorrow night. What else can we do here in Ohio?
Well, in addition to the meeting tomorrow night, where you have to sign up through actcleveland@gmail.com, the resolution we're talking about is in committee in the
Ohio resolution, the
Ohio House of Representatives, and it's in the committee, Government Accountability and Oversight Committee, and the chair of that committee is Representative Lewis Blessing, who's a great guy, but he has already announced that there won't be any committee hearings until further notice. They're tied up with the budget, and what we need is momentum on this bill and not have it wait till the end of the summer recess for hearings. So we want, everybody's always looking for something to do, and this is something you can really do. I'm going to give you the phone number of Representative Blessing's office and the email, his email address in the House. Contact them one way or another and tell them that in your opinion and your friends' opinions, they must not leave HCR 10 in the lurch, but they need to hold hearings on it before they break for the summer. Representative Blessing, he's the chair of the committee. His number is 614-466-9091. That's 614-466-9091. Or you can send an email to rep29@ohiohouse.gov. He's the representative in Ohio's 29th district, rep29@ohiohouse.gov, and let Representative Blessing know that in your opinion, each of you as an individual, that hearings should be held in HCR, House Concurrent Resolution 10, HCR 10, before the summer break. That's something all of us can do, and we PJTN would appreciate it very much, and so would Representative Andy Thompson, who's the sponsor of this bill, Representative Dave Greenspan, the same.
And we're coming down on the end of the program, and like you said, Florida's already passed this, right?
Correct.
And but there's still more to do in Florida. Like you said, you're going to be speaking in Florida here later on this month, and people can go to the website to
PJTN.org.
I almost said PTN. PJTN.org. Right. And they can find out more information. And, you know, we've covered a lot tonight. There's so much more we could have covered. And we're running out of time. There's a couple minutes left in the program. Lori Cardoza-Moore, I want to thank you for taking the time to be. I know you just flew in from
Los Angeles.
You're still operating, of course, on West Coast time. And Michael Goldstein, thank you for being here. You're operating on Cleveland time.
I'm trying to operate at all. I need some 30-hour days. But thank you very much, Pastor Al, for having us on.
And I appreciate you both coming into the studio. And, you know, I want to encourage our listeners to check out your website at and just see what you can do. Get involved. You've got a lot of videos they can watch there.
Absolutely. And there's great educational tools. Share them with your children. Sit down and have a movie night. And watch the movie with your teenagers, your middle schoolers, and even your college students that are home now for the summer break. Sit down, watch them, and have a discussion about the content.
And churches can get involved in this too, can't they? I think if I remember correctly,
Absolutely.
On your website, you can coordinate events and get involved and get the word out. This
Absolutely.
Is how this works. We get the word out. That's what we're hoping to do tonight because, you know, God's blessing is still there. And you had mentioned, I wanted to read this in Obadiah earlier, another verse in Obadiah said, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head."
Amen.
And that's not been abrogated either. That's still there.
That blessing still exists.
And so, you know, we need to be involved. God's got plans for this world. We do believe we're in the last days. And we need to be salt and light, the Bible says, in the world around us. And, you know, just a few seconds left in the program. Thank you again for being on. Give that website again real quick.
pjtn.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for listening to us tonight. Hope you'll join us next time. Good night, and God bless.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.